What are some teams Kentucky should hopefully avoid in the NCAA tournament? We're going to talk about that today on the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how are we doing?
Doing great. How are you, Stefaniak?
I'm pretty good. That's a pretty cool hat. Is that from Hargis?
Yeah, it is. That's good. Gotta rep the guys.
What's it say underneath it?
It's Twigs and Stumps. It's their little groups that they play against each other. It's what they're called.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, good golf. Check them out if you haven't. Our good buddy Jackson Hargis runs their gaming. So Sploosh. Check them out. Sploosh. But first of all, we want to thank everybody that hit the subscribe button after last episode. We went from about 270 subscribers to 300, I believe, as we're recording right now, we're at 314. You know, we told everybody, hey, if we could get to 290 this episode, that'd be awesome. You know, and then we go and pretty much almost add 25 on top of that. So thank you all so much. The goal now, if we could get to 500, maybe, by NCAA tournament, you know, that stuff, that would be awesome. So if you're listening and don't mind hitting that subscribe button, we would really, really appreciate it. It helps the channel. Hit the like button as well. Last episode was our most liked episode as well. So hitting those two buttons helps us a ton. We really do appreciate it. But Carson, let's get straight into this. A good buddy of mine, Andy Patton, wrote, he hosts the Locked On College Basketball podcast. So he's a huge knower of all things college basketball around the country. And he wrote an article for us at Wildcats Today about a couple teams from the national perspective Kentucky should want to avoid in the NCAA tournament. And Joe Lenardi just updated his bracketology, and Kentucky has avoided all four of those teams, which is great. But let's run through those teams. Those four teams are Houston, projected one seed, then the other projected one seed, UConn. And then he threw in Creighton, which I agree, if you've watched him play, I agree on Creighton. And then lastly, San Diego State. Of course, you know, went to the national championship last year, lose to UConn, but they're projected four seed. So Kentucky, you know, Kentucky's going to be a three or four. So it could all shape out that way. So Carson, those four teams, maybe is there another team? What are some teams that you want to avoid in the tournament? And do you agree with these?
Yeah, I definitely agree with those because those are more like compact, very good defensive teams. Yeah. And I think they're very, very physical.
Yeah.
And so games like that, if the officiating is just letting everything go, it's going to be very, very hard to beat those teams.
Yeah.
Because their game plan is kind of like the old Rick Pitino game plan where you just foul every possession and they can't call all of them.
Yeah.
So their defense is going to be really, really elite. And we're just not physically matched. We don't physically match up well with those teams. So I'd like to avoid them. Of course, we won't be in their bracket just because we're really high in the SEC, but I want to avoid Tennessee, of course. I just don't think they're a great matchup for us. And I mean, it would, if we did play them in March, I would feel confident because they haven't really ever done anything in March. So I'd be like, oh, they're going to lose. But I would still like to avoid them too.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. So, you know, and the team's kind of funny, like South Carolina and Mississippi State, in all honesty, are both teams that kind of play. To me, Houston especially is better Mississippi State, South Carolina. They, you know, they take the basketball. They're slow with the basketball. They chew up all the time on the clock. They play hard, gritty defense, sometimes a lot of pushes and a lot of stuff like that. It's just not a good matchup for the way Kentucky plays. But let's look at where Kentucky is in this bracketology, updated literally this morning. So this is perfect because we're fresh on this. The one seed and the two seed, in all honesty, are, in my opinion, a dream come true. And that's Purdue and Marquette. Carson, I mean, do you disagree? The three seed being, Baylor. I mean,
I would take that bracket in a heartbeat.
Any day of the week. I mean, like, let's pull up. Let's go to the other side of this. So the ones in the other side, the four seed is Illinois. So the one, two, and three in that is Arizona, Iowa State, and Creighton. Like, no, thank you. Exactly where Kentucky is exactly what I would want. I mean, I just think that these teams. Now, if I ever have to watch my Wildcats play against Zach Edey, I might not watch the game. I might just say, you know, I hope we're going to win. I'm not going to watch that because I will throw something through something or punch something. I can't deal with that.
Who's to say that Purdue makes it?
No, exactly. But I'm just saying that was more of a, I can't watch that if that were to happen.
Oh, no. Yeah. Because he's going to shoot 55 free throws himself.
And make them because he makes them. So, yeah. So, but I mean, I guess the point here is the matchups, you know, I think that Purdue, I mean, I don't know if I believe in their guard play. I think that now their guard play, like Kentucky's, they can light it up some days and then they can kind of go some days. And this is almost kind of like another Dalton Connect situation with Edey. You're not going to stop them. Try and slow them. Don't let the other guys kill you. That's the game plan for Purdue. You know, if let Edey have his 20, I don't care. He can have his 20.
Push the pace because Edey has a hard time getting back on defense. So like any missed shot, just outlets. Have your guards. Have two people that just designed to run down the court as soon as the ball goes up.
Exactly. So, you know, Purdue, I mean, let's just run through the bracket. Oh, and this has Kentucky playing Appalachian State. I will say I have watched Appalachian State play. They played Auburn really this year. I watched that game, and they beat Auburn on their home floor. On Appalachian State's home floor. Not a 13 seed I'm stoked about. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, but, I mean, it's pretty simple. You play well, you win that game. I don't know how else to – you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're a mid-major basketball team. They're not better than Kentucky. Don't let them play better than you. That would be that right. And then if you win, you play the winner of Richmond and Clemson, which once again, I think Clemson, and I might, maybe some folks disagree. I don't know if you've watched them play, Carson. I think they're a little bit overrated, just a little bit overrated. Maybe I'm off on that. I've watched them play two or three times. But they're also, you could say that they're hit or miss. Kentucky's hit or miss. Kentucky's boom or bust. So, I mean, if you told me Kentucky's path to the Elite Eight was Appalachian State, Clemson, well, obviously you wouldn't play them twice. I don't know why I repeat myself. But Appalachian State, Clemson, it's not best two out of three.
It's two out of three for the first round.
Yeah. And then Purdue. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that
To get to the Final Four, all you got to do is either beat Marquette or who was the other team you listed?
Baylor. You know, maybe Wisconsin gets hot. I know they were ranked at one point. They lost a bunch of games in a row. Oklahoma. So there's a couple teams on that side that were ranked high at one point, kind of fell off in Wisconsin and Oklahoma. But still, I mean, you know, I'd rather play Oklahoma and Wisconsin than I would Baylor and Marquette. But I'm still, I mean, like, this bracket, and this is, listen, we all know this. I mean, you know, Joe Lenardi, say what you want. The dude's not very accurate. He's always right, usually, about who's in the field. But he's normally off on, I mean, now it's hard to do this right. I'm not saying this is easy to do. It's easy to make the bracket exactly how it's going to be. But this is not gospel. You know what I mean? This is not what it's going to be.
Very on record, world, Andrew Stefaniak is the Joey Brackets hater. On record.
Whatever. That was my – what was that from? Benchwarmers.
Yeah.
You just lost your membership at Video Spot. That's great. But, I mean, if Purdue and Marquette are your one and two, I'm stoked. I just think that Kentucky can play with them. I do. And I don't like Houston. I don't like – UConn. I don't like Tennessee. I just, no, thank you, please. I don't. Yeah. I think Purdue in Marquette are perfect. I mean, really. So I think that's those. I mean, do you have any other thoughts on this, Carson? I think it's pretty much where our head's at.
No, I feel like I wish tomorrow was the first game because I wish that was our bracket because I have a feeling that probably won't end up being our bracket.
So. And you know where we would play the first weekend?
Where?
Brooklyn. And I've never been
Brooklyn.
There. I've never been there, so that'd be fun.
Cats fans travel up to New York quite a bit. Yeah. So
Concrete Jungle, Wet Dream Tomato, right? No laugh on that one.
I was laughing.
Okay. Appreciate it. But that'd be fun to go up there. So, and then Omaha, Nebraska, no thank you. Indianapolis, been there too many times. Been to Omaha as well for the World Series.
Indy, is Indy the Elite Eight?
No, I don't know. I mean, how do you find out? I don't know how to find out. All I know is Final Four is in Phoenix, where I will be in a few, in, you know, early April. So I'm excited for that. Can't wait. See y'all in Phoenix for Kentucky Final Four run. But now let's break down this Arkansas game. What happened on Saturday? So, Carson, you share your thoughts on this game. I want to hear what you think. We haven't talked a ton about it. I want to hear your thoughts on this game because I don't. I want to let your thoughts tell me how I really feel.
Yeah. So I was rather disappointed in the first half, based on the play, based on how he came out.
Yeah.
But this team is starting to grow into one of those teams. And I haven't felt this way in a couple of years where you're like, we got down 11 and I was like, oh, we're still going to win.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to lose this game.
I was not.
I haven't thought this way in a while because the past couple of years, once we get down by 10 points, we're done. Like, cause we couldn't come back against anybody because our offense was just post up Oscar. Missed layup, his self-tip rebound, and made layup. I think this team has completely turned the corner in that aspect and establishing themselves as a team that can come back and come back fast. I mean, we saw that lead cut really, really quick once Arkansas went on that run. And when they did go on that run, I was a little worried. I was like, uh-oh, like this could go two ways right now, but just like on Wednesday or Tuesday that last week against Mississippi State, the team fought and battled and fought through adversity to come back and win this game by almost 10 points. I mean, you're down 11 with like 9 minutes left, but you come back and win by 10 points.
It was you were down 9 with like 7 left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's an 18-point swing and you won by 9. I mean, nine.
And who was the 18-point swing? Well, Mr. Rob Dillingham was the 18 points.
Well, who else was it too, though?
Yeah, it was Rob and Z. I thought.
No.
Who?
Bro, Edwards. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Edwards. Edwards did take. No, I was going to bring that up. I was going to bring that up because I thought he did take over at the end. But I'll give a Rob stat real quick. Rob scored or assisted on 20 of the last 21 made points. That's pretty insane when you think about it, because it was either Rob and Z pick and roll to where Rob would get a layup or Z would get a layup. And then Justin had 3 possessions where he caused turnovers that led to baskets on the other end that really changed the game and caused us to win. And Justin, when he hit that dude with the spin move and went baseline and hit that little pull up floater shot over that guy, I was like, oh, he's here. And then he combats it with a 3-ball. I mean, he's starting to come into his own.
Yeah.
This team has some killers on it. I mean, this team has some dogs on it. And these guys do not want to lose. Do not want
to
lose.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw our All-American candidate on the bench trying to close a SEC game, a dude who I have many times labeled the mayor of Fayetteville, Arkansas, that was, mind you, 8 of 10. Not like he was having a bad day.
Not a bad game in the slightest.
So, okay. I'm just going to be honest with you on this. If Edwards would not have done what he did and Kentucky lost that game, I don't know if that's luck. I don't know what he knew. You know, as Coach Cal always says, you know, I had a hunch. I don't know.
Trusted,
I
almost want to call whole crap.
Yeah, but Antonio Reeves is this guy.
I know. I know he is. But we won and won big when those guys went in the game.
Yeah, but you can't. I agree. In that lineup, play well. It's hard to say take out DJ. He played great. We'll talk about DJ.
Yeah, DJ had 19 points and he shot very efficiently.
He killed I took an under on DJ on a parlay and went 5 for 6 and he started the game for 2 threes and I went, that's a sick joke. but But, you know, it would have been hard to argue taking anybody out. Rob was awesome. Reed was doing well. Z was awesome. Justin Webb did a good job. DJ was great. I mean, it was hard to argue, hey, take one of these guys out. But still, I mean, I guess, you know, I sound like the crazy guy, but I mean, I don't know how you don't have him on the court. It worked. It did work. I'm not saying that. It did work. Kentucky won the game. Some might disagree.
Who would you would take out DJ for Antonio, or you would take out Justin for Antonio?
I would have taken out one of those two.
Why I would say probably not Justin is because, I mean, look what he did on the defensive end.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. I'm not saying I'm for sure right. I'm simply saying, you know, that I was – we were in the press box like, why? Why?
Yeah, I know. Five freshmen came back to win you that game. And I mean, that shows a lot of heart. And that's really good at this time of the year.
Saquon Barkley is a free agent, it sounds like. Well, not free agent, but they aren't going to sign him to the franchise tag. You learn everything here on the Wildcats Today podcast. There you go. Now you know.
Yeah. You learn something new.
Dynasty fantasy owners, it can be a good day or a bad day for you. but, I mean, this game, yeah, Dillingham, great when it mattered. Edwards, great when it mattered. Z, I thought he was great pretty much the whole game. DJ Wagner, I thought he was great pretty much the whole game. And then Reeves, when he was in there, he was great. Reeves did, and I will add this. You know how many turnovers Reeves had?
How many?
Five.
Oh, maybe that's why they took him out.
We had 15 as a team, which I didn't realize. Reed had three, but you know who only had one was Rob. Rob only had one turnover, two, five assists. That's a great ratio. That is not a great ratio for Reeves because he only had one assist. But, I mean, the last thing I'll say about this game – oh, and Aaron Bradshaw played great.
Yeah.
Played great. I think that needs to be another day type of conversation, what you do with these big guys. I think maybe we should because we can't lead with that when we're talking about Tennessee game for this Saturday. But I almost think we should do something like 10-minute something talking about that because I mean – now, we can't get overhyped on one, you know, on one great game from Aaron. But, I mean, Big Z is now stacked together games. Big Z, I think.
I mean, that's what I was going to bring up. I mean, Big Z had 12-9, and he shot – I think he only missed, like, one shot.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron had 15, which was fantastic, but you get 12 points, and Z had 9 rebounds. Like, that's
and a couple blocks, too. Blocks,
I just think – I still believe that Z is your guy at this point, and just let him go.
Yeah. So the last thing I want to say about this game, and then you can give me some finishing thoughts, Carson. But I mean, I thought the defense was good when it mattered, when it needed to be. Now that's not something I want to live and die by. I don't want to be the team that's like, well, we'll just defend the last 7 minutes. You know, no, you don't want to be that. You want to defend for 40 minutes. But hey, you lose that game to Arkansas in the net rankings, they were lower than. Wilmington, you lose that game at home. We're talking maybe even two seed lines. I mean, that is what that does to you, that game at home. So
yeah, you could be a six seed after that loss. Yeah, so to battle back,
you had to win that game.
Yeah, you win that game, you still have a shot at a three.
Yeah,
I don't know if you could get to a two. Have to happen. I don't think you can.
You'd have to see some people ahead of you go 0-2, and you'd have to go 2-0 with a win over Tennessee, I think.
And you'd have to beat probably Tennessee twice, like as the four seed or whatever in the SEC tournament. Because I think they count those games too, just the semifinal ones.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I mean, take away – I mean, are you good? I think, you know, defense was good when it needed to be. It was not good beginning of the game and during that run. DJ was great. Aaron was great. Z was great. Reeves was pretty, you know, five turnovers is a little alarming.
I mean, you got to point out the fact that we had seven guys in double figures. I mean, when's the last time that's ever happened?
Seriously.
But I mean, just really, if you're watching this, really try to enjoy these guys before this season's over. Because I mean, we've never seen anything like this before. We have three of the top 6 3-point shooters of all time at UK on this team.
Yeah.
It's really fun to watch. So just take a deep breath. They might play bad at some points. They're young, but just enjoy this team. Like, this is so fun to watch at this point.
All right. Carson, we're going to play a game. It's going to be a fun one. And this is going to be basically our summary of the Vandy game is going to be this game, because it should tell you all you need to know. I'm going to give you – so let's go through Kentucky's net and KenPom. Kentucky is 20th in the net, 5-5 in quad one games. Kentucky is 18th in the KenPom, 8th in offense, 97th in defense. Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to read to you a team name. We'll start with net, and we'll go to KenPom. I'm going to read you a team name, and you tell me if they are above or below Vandy in the net rankings.
Okay.
Vandy is 0-11 in quad one games, first of all.
Wow.
Louisville.
I want to say below.
Louisville is higher by about 5 spots, 10 spots maybe.
Oh my Lord.
Okay. Higher, so higher is in a better net ranking.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Not the Packers, but Green Bay.
Not the Packers. Jordan Love isn't running point.
No, you don't have to listen to Mike all day. No Jordan Love.
I'm going to go higher.
Green Bay is higher than Vandy in the net
ranking. Well-established football team.
Okay. Stetson.
Stetson.
The Mad Hatters. The Hatters.
The Hatters.
Hatters. That is their mascot.
Gotta be lower.
Higher. One more. The good old Colonels of EKU.
We're gonna go higher. We love the Colonels.
Higher. All four were higher.
Let's go.
It was a trick question. Now we're gonna go to KenPom. Higher or lower? LaSalle.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go lower.
Higher than
I think these are trick questions. I think they're all going to be higher.
Maybe. We'll see. Little Rock.
Oh, let's go higher.
Higher. Last one. And this is the kicker. Stony Brook, who Kentucky played this year.
Stony Brook. Stony Brook's going to be higher.
Higher. What in the world? This is nasty. Kick them out. Boot them. They can stay for baseball. Get them out of here. Get them. Kick down the door. Get them out. They are 222nd in the net ranking.
Phew.
They are 208th in KenPom. 212th in offense, 211th in defense.
I mean, they just can't catch a break.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't. They have a couple guards who can score if you mess around. Now, we're not – go play your game. Don't overlook this. Don't overlook this game. They are not a good basketball team. Go play your game. You should win this game by 30 points. You know, don't make this scary. Play some good defense. Do what you did last time. You beat them by, 32 last time? Just do what you did last time. I mean, there's not much to break down. They have some guards who can score. They don't have much play down low. I watched them airball 2 threes in like a 4-minute sequence in Nashville. I mean, so any other thoughts?
Don't come out lazy, because they're still going to come in here and fire up shots. I mean, it's not exactly. Like
no, yeah. We're making a joke, but don't, you know, mess around. Go in this.
Yeah, game. Don't mess around, and don't come out lazy. They're going to make shots, because it just happens. I mean, teams play up against us. It just is that way.
Carson, give me your score prediction and MVP, and we will call it a day.
Yeah, I'm going to go UK 98 and Vandy 65. And then I'm going to give the player of the game to Justin Edwards.
Okay, I don't hate that. He did play well last game. All right. Normally, you always take Kentucky to score more than I do. Not today, because I take century mark, baby. 104-77, the Cats win. Which would be a 37-point victory, right? Yeah.
Let's see.
And the Big Z. Oh, I said the Big Z. I was going to write. There's going to be this huge reveal of my awesome MVP guess. Darn. Drum roll. My MVP. Got any guesses? My MVP is Big Z, who will score 25 points.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. That's nuts. That is insane.
Book it with Trent. Bang.
You need to go drop some money on DraftKings. Book it.
I probably put $5 on that. You know, there you go. But so, Carson, any other thoughts before we call it a day?
No, that's about it. Vandy done terrible. So yeah. Just play your game. Yeah. Should go your way. Hopefully we get out. We don't start slow and we get out to a big enough lead where we can play some of our backup guys. Like I would hope to see Jordan Burks get some run in this game. Yeah. Aaron Bradshaw gets more run in this game. Some of those people maybe even get to witness Joey Hart made three-pointer. So
that's my other right there. Joey Hart will make a three-pointer. I think I texted you in our betting group chat on Saturday. Joey Hart will make a three-pointer today. So Joey Hart will make a three-pointer tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's my other book.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
So perfect. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. You know, like we said, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. It really does help a ton. And thank you all for those who subscribed after the last episode. And hit that button if you're new here. We really appreciate it. Everybody have a great rest of your day today. We probably on Thursday will be back at you breaking down whatever happens against Vandy and then previewing the game against the nasty, horrible Tennessee Volunteers. Everybody have a great rest of your day today, and we will see you next time.